Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to talk to Greg Doyle here shortly on the Rood guest hotline. Rood's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're getting closer to the NFL season, about 2.5 weeks away. And it seems like the Colts have made a decision with their quarterback. They drafted Anthony Richardson, number 4, a couple seasons ago. And so far, it hasn't worked out, and they're not going to actually hand him the ball in week one. They're giving it to Daniel Jones, who we know quite well. All right, Greg Doyle joins us. Hey, Greg.
Hold on.
Greg, are you there?
Hold on, the man said. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Greg. How about you?
I'm doing great. I got married this month, honeymooned. My wife and I moved into our home in downtown Indy, just walked my Greyhound, and saw a runner on the street. And I do this sometimes. Well, I do it all the time. I veered over to the guy. I just gave him a high five as he went by, a stranger. He shouts over his shoulder, "I do that too. I love that." So I'm living my best life, and I'm having a good day.
Random high fives?
Oh, all right.
Okay, I've never really considered that.
That must be like a runner's thing. Are you a runner?
I used to be, but what I really am is an encourager. Yeah. So I just like to,
right.
Whatever I can. The word of the day in my Bible app was Psalm 119:105. That's all I'll say about that. But Psalm 119:105, and I'm fired up. Let's go.
Well, where was the honeymoon? I'm curious.
Oh, let's really go. Cancun, my man. It was it's called the Viceroy Resort, something like that, in the Maya Riviera or the Riviera Maya. Incredible hot season, so no one was there. You know, we got married in the hottest time of year, and it was hot down there, so the resort was empty. It was like a private beach. It was our own private Idaho, only Idaho's not cool. Mexico is.
Nice. Nice. All right, let's start with the Indianapolis Colts, but we do want to see, and I don't know if you know Terry McLaurin well and Buddy Baker, but they've got Indianapolis roots, so we do want to get there because we're dealing with that here in Washington. Fill us in on this Daniel Jones getting the starting position over Anthony Richardson. I mean, they drafted him number 4 a couple years ago, and it's interesting they're not giving him a shot to start at least the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you know, this is the kind of conversation you have to have on a show and not on Twitter, because Twitter's where, you know, stupid people go and they read one sentence and they think they know everything. And they tell me they know everything. And so I just have to kind of grin and bear it. But this requires a lot of context. And the context that you need to know is this. Shane Steichen is in year 3, which is not terribly long, but still year 3. Chris Ballard, the GM, is in year 9. Jim Irsay died this summer. His 3 daughters took over. His oldest daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, has no time for this. She's made it clear we've not been good enough, not under Steichen, not under Ballard. So, and they've gone 9-8 and 8-9. So what she's saying is 500 isn't good enough. And if they go 500 this year or worse, I think everybody's out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Daniel Jones is going to go better than 500, but he has a chance. And by chance, I mean I have a chance of flipping a coin 17 times and getting the heads 14. Sure, I do. Won't happen, but I have a chance. Richardson has no chance. So they're trying to save their job. They've given up developing Richardson, and they're now just trying to save their job.
Right.
Do you think Richardson has enough tools and athletic traits where another team, I mean, he's young enough where another team will give him a chance? Do you think he can develop into a reliable NFL quarterback in another spot? Because it's not going to happen in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't give up on traits until you have to, you know, and he's got traits like we've never seen. Have we seen, I mean, we've seen bigger quarterbacks. He's 6'4", 250. There have been a few bigger quarterbacks, not many, but we've seen a few. I'm not sure we've ever seen a guy throw the ball as far as he does. Maybe we have, but the list is short. And I'm not sure we've ever seen a guy much faster than he is. Michael Vick comes to mind, but you combine the size, the arm strength, and the speed, and we've never seen it. I mean, that's not hyperbole. That's not recency bias. We've literally never seen, you know, at the NFL scouting combine, there's a guy, do you know who, I think his name is Joel, I know his last name is Platt, Joel Lee Platt. You know who that guy is?
Not sure. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay. He does something called the relative athletic score.
Okay. I know that. I've heard that.
Yes, yes. We're familiar with that.
Okay. That's his baby.
Okay.
So he does the RAS at every draft combine and all that. And Anthony Richardson didn't just post the best score out of 2,000 quarterbacks or whatever. He's off the charts. Like there's a chart over here, and there's 1,900 quarterbacks on the chart, and then there's Anthony Richardson over there. He's off it. So, yeah, he'll keep getting chances, and he'll get a chance here. Jones is going to screw up. He's a nice kid. I'm sure he's nice. Daniel Jones, if I had a daughter, he could marry her. It'd be great. I don't have a daughter, so it's never going to happen. But do I think he's going to win 11 games? No. I mean, not in 1 year. He might win it in 3 years, but he's still a good chance. But he's just, for all his traits, you know, it's almost impossible. It's really almost impossible, as NFL teams have shown us, to really know what you're getting at quarterback. You know, when a team does the right thing and drafts, you know, Aaron Rodgers, or they draft Russell Wilson in the third round, you know, you say, wow, they knew what they were doing. No, they didn't. They got lucky. And when a team drafts Anthony Richardson fourth overall, wow, they don't know what they're doing. Well, no, they got unlucky. Because no one knows. Until they get behind center with all that NFL speed and scheme, you just don't know. And we're finding out that Richardson, whatever's missing, and I don't know what it is, but there's something not quite there.
Weren't there questions about his work ethic last season?
There were, and he's admitted to it. Don't really know what that means, but he said that he wasn't the leader he needed to be. He wasn't the studier he needed to be. I don't think anybody's ever said he's lazy. In fact, no one's ever said that. And what I'll say, and what I wrote last year, and a year later, I stand by it. And just to be clear, while I don't think Richardson has a future in the NFL, I think he's an amazing young man. I root for him. I like him. Two things can be true, right? You can think the world of a guy, and just think it's not going to happen. And that's where I am with Richardson. But I wrote last year when all this, and it was leaked. Like, I don't know if it was Schefter or, you know, it was leaked to one of those guys that these transactional reporters that do nothing but answer the phone and give us no context, but hey, they got a sentence on Twitter and everybody's going to follow them. That's terrific. That's journalism 2025. But anyway, when that was leaked last year, I wrote, shame on whoever leaked it, A, but B, shame on the Colts for drafting a kid. He was 20, 13 career starts at Florida, 13. Clearly didn't know what he was doing. Okay. He's 20.
Right.
They drafted him. He doesn't know what it looks like to be an NFL quarterback. He has no idea. Mm-hmm. And so if he wasn't the first one in the building, if he wasn't the last one out, if he wasn't studying his iPad at all waking hours, if he wasn't doing what you're supposed to do, then shame on you for not telling him, because he's 20 years old. So again, I just want to say all that to say that, you know, people throw the words like work ethic around like he's some lazy bum, like he's Johnny Manziel or something. That's not what this was. This is a 20-year-old who didn't know, and he's learning. And he's a guy that if you knew him at all, you'd root for him. But if you watched him for 2.5 years, you'd say, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, and then the 13 starts. I mean, we have Jaden Daniels here. You want to talk about being lucky. Number 2 pick, who's played off. He had 55 starts in college by comparison.
Right. It's almost doomed when you start a kid that raw right away. He deserved a Jordan Love treatment.
Carson, and Carson Palmer, too. I was in Cincinnati a long time ago when Palmer was a rookie, and I don't think he played as a rookie. And that's just nowadays, given the Twitter attention, given social media, given TV, given the amount of money, although quarterbacks, there's now a salary cap or a salary cap for first rounders or whatever you call it, salary structure. It's not tenable really to draft a guy number 1 overall, 2 overall, 3 overall, have the fan base get excited. And they're excited mainly because you stunk last year, which is why you drafted 4th overall. They're excited they have the answer on their roster. And wait a minute, the answer is not going to play? You're going to play Gardner Minshew or Joe Flacco? That's why we drafted Richardson, to play Gardner Minshew? We know how that movie ends. So these guys, there's no – you don't have the luxury of time, primarily because what I said earlier, if you're the head coach or the GM, you don't have that kind of time, although Chris Ballard's year 9. He's got some time, but
yeah.
These guys, like you said, Jordan Love treatment almost never happens.
Let's switch gears. Speaking of lacking the luxury of time, we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
What do you know about Buddy Baker? We think we know Terry McLaurin. Everyone's in love with the guy. What do you know about Buddy Baker, the guy that's representing him from Indianapolis?
I know him a little bit. He represented Ryan Grigson, the GM here, So I know him a little bit, and we've clashed over the years a little bit, and we've made up over the years a little bit. I've never met him in person. So, you know, he and I have a phone/text relationship that's very limited. I don't, you know, mm-hmm. we've probably interacted 10 times in my 10 years here. So do I know him a little bit? Yeah, a little bit.
What's his reputation, like that kind of thing?
I honestly don't, you know, I know him a little bit as a human being. His rep, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know, maybe Adam Schefter would know because he can, someone will call Schefter and tell him what Grigson's, I'm sorry, what Buddy Baker's rep is, and Schefter will then tell you whatever he was told.
So I'll give you the take here. The easy take here is this is a guy that reps a lot of lesser tier guys. Terry's obviously his biggest client, and maybe this is just a little bit out of his league.
Nope. And this is not me defending Buddy Baker. I don't, you know.
Yeah, you don't care either way. I got you.
Yeah, I don't know. But what to me, the easy take here, and I'm 1,000 miles away, so
yeah.
I'm not seeing the trees. I'm seeing the forest. But the forest I see is Terry McLaurin has been everything you want in a franchise player. Everything. He's the guy that's going to catch. I read a great column in the Post the other day about he's the guy that's going to score, get 1,000 yards. He's the guy that's going to, you're going to pick one player in your locker room to go speak in elementary school. It's going to be Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. He's your wide receiver number one. He's your franchise, and you're a franchise that's been, and of course, Jaden Daniels is obviously becoming the franchise, but McLaurin is everything you want in a franchise type player, and you're playing hardball with that guy. Meanwhile, there's bad dudes all over the NFL getting chances, getting money, getting this, getting that. Mm-hmm. So the easy take here, and I think it's right, is the Commanders need to reward the best person they've had on their roster in the last 15 years. They need to do that right now.
Yeah, it's a weird fight to pick. That's definitely what some of us have thought. Hey, yep. Greg, thank you very much. We appreciate it, buddy.
Love the junkie. Thanks, guys. Yeah, man. Bye.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I think he said bye, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Drab, for booking him.
Am I going to pick up his high five randos that I'm just walking by in the street?
No, but I think that's like a running thing. Like anytime I've ever, you guys have been done races. Anytime I've ever gone to a race, I'm always just struck by how everybody cheers everybody on. You know what I mean? It's like a really uplifting,
very
community.
Positive community.
It's a very uplifting community.
There's definitely like a head nod that you do.
Yeah,
like you'll just like nod your head.
Yeah, but you like if you're running, you give the head nod to the runners. You don't really give it to the walkers or the cyclists.
Right.
You just give it to the runners.
Yeah, but he's an ex-runner runner.
He's encouraging. He's an encourager.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
I just don't know if I have that in me.
You probably don't.
I don't think I do.
Right. You're not that much of a people person.
Pretty sure I don't.
Haven't you said that you used to, when you used to park over at Homewood, when even like Jason was walking the street, you'd cross the other side?
No, I never crossed the other side, but like if he was like 20 steps in front of me.
You'd step back?
No, I'm not going to like speed up to try to catch up to him. I mean, I'm going to see him here for 4 hours.
Right.
Like, what do I have to talk to him on the block to work for?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.